All right, let's go. Somebody call it out. Call it out. Yeah, call it. Yeah, call it out. What are we doing?
Yeah, call it out.
Just call it out.
All right, this is your big E3 extravaganza.
I wanna be the very best no one ever was. To catch them is my real test. To train them is my cause. I will travel across the land, searching far and wide. He's talking mind to understand the power that's inside. Pokemon, gotta catch them all. It's you and me.
Hey everyone, it's been way too long. Actually, it hasn't been long enough, if you ask me. Am I right, McLean?
You ain't right. You ain't wrong.
Whoa. Oh, my gosh. What is happening? Oh, God. Wow. An episode of Pokemon just started. playing. No. Oh, my gosh. We got to talk about all this E3 stuff because I don't really like video games anymore. I haven't really liked them for a while, but apparently people still play them. People like Franchise 254.
I play video games?
I heard a nasty rumor that you play video games. And McLean, of course, he like bathes in video games.
Whoa.
Right?
He's spreading rumors about me.
I mean, you don't eat games, you bathe in games. Like, you're like, oh, I need to pick up another bottle of what? What are you bathing in here? Recently.
Bathing in?
Yeah, what are you bathing in?
All I like is the piano.
The piano? Oh my gosh, that's the worst game ever.
Yeah, it is.
Are there any good games out right now?
Well, of course there isn't, because this is the calm before the storm. This is the lull before they release all the great games that this generation requires. This is the moment that we've been waiting for ever since the release of the PlayStation 4 and the Xbox One and the Wii U. Right now, this is the moment. This is the time. Nintendo's been doing this for a while. They've been giving the people what they want, right? Super Smash Brothers, Mario Kart, throw another Mario out there. So they don't have anything to worry about. You agree, McLean?
Well, they already got to work today. They went in first.
They went in first.
Yeah.
They did a lot of Super Smash Brothers, right? Right out the gate. Like Juggernaut. Like this is what we came with. The greatest fighter in the history of fighters, right?
Sure.
I mean, name seven fighters that are better than Super Smash Brothers.
Seven?
Yeah, seven. Seven.
That's a lot.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, because you can't do it, right? Is that why it's a lot?
That is why. If you go six, though.
Okay, well, maybe. Well, give me the six then.
Okay, I would go Street Fighter 2, Street Fighter 3.
Oh, okay.
Street Fighter 4.
Okay.
Marvel vs. Capcom 2.
All right.
That's four, right?
Yeah, that's four. I got 1, 2, 3, 4.
Two more.
Yep.
Let's go Dive Kick.
Well, that Dive Kick was a classic. Extremely underrated. Yoshida in the chat is saying PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale.
Yeah, let's go with that.
All right. That's six. I guess, I have been proven wrong. There's a first for everything. Okay, so Nintendo's been doing this thing for a while. They already have bucks. I just was reading the other day that it's another console, another bazillion sold. That's all they do is sell video games and consoles for those games. But PlayStation 4, Sony, and Microsoft with the Xbox One, a lot of what I'm hearing when I get in my party chats is that these two systems don't have any games. Is that true, Franchise? There's nothing to play on these things?
When you use both consoles for streaming media and you don't have but... Hold on, let me count my games here. 5 games between the two of them? Yeah, there's nothing to play.
There's nothing to play, but that's where this E3, that's why this E3 is going to be so exciting. Because this E3 is like the beginning of the heyday for these two consoles. This is the moment where, okay, you got your kinks worked out, the honeymoon is over, now let's get to business, right? Right? This is what does PlayStation have to do to prove that this is going to be the next greatest console since the PlayStation 2? McClain.
What do they need to do?
Yeah, what do they need to do to make this be like PS2 level success?
I don't know. It's already a failure.
What do you mean?
Like, they should just give up.
They need to bring back SOCOM.
SOCOM needs to come back. That's what I'm talking about. No, absolutely. SOCOM with its team-based, strategy-based gameplay, community-driven. What else? Come on, franchise. I mean, you're big into SOCOM.
I mean, you have to look at it. It was the first original team-based game that they had. You know, it was the one that told everybody, hey, you want to play with your buddies? Let's get online and play with your buddies. That we need that type of unity. You know, Battlefield had a pretty good run, but I mean, let's face it. When you're playing Battlefield, there's no strategy involved. You just run and shoot.
Exactly. And
it's almost a clone of Call of Duty now. It's getting to be horrible. Pretty
much. I mean, what's this Hardline stuff? What's that all about? Really? Who wanted that?
Is that even out yet?
Apparently.
It is. It came out. It was the highest traded game in history in the first week of sales.
New record.
So what franchise? What you're saying is they need to go back to their roots. They need to go back to what made them a great success. SOCOM on the PS2 was revolutionary.
I mean, look at wait. Not only that, what was another big game that made the PlayStation 2?
Oh, I got it. It was,
it was Gran Turismo.
Gran Turismo. Let's get back to the roots. Gran Turismo. Driving simulator. But I want to feel like I'm in the car. I want to feel like I'm driving the car. And when Gran Turismo first came out on the PS1, it was just jaw dropping. Like literally, I just picked the drop. My jaw up off the floor last week from the PS1 version of Gran Turismo. That's how amazing it was. And we haven't seen anything since. Am I right?
No, the PS2 version of Gran Turismo.
What?
Get that one this plate.
All right. Proven wrong again.
You have to look at it this way. You have to look at it. What is Sony missing? They're missing exclusives. You remember they had their own football game for a while?
Oh, no. I don't remember that at all.
You don't remember the football game?
Well, I don't want to.
Was it called football?
They had their own football game.
They had their own basketball game.
Yeah.
I remember that.
That was PS3.
That was
like terrible.
I like literally just threw up in my mouth a little bit. Like just thinking about it.
Yeah, that's like verbal diarrhea there. You just don't want to mention that anymore. That game was horrible. But what I'm saying is exclusives. SOCOM was a system seller. Gran Turismo was a system seller.
Hot Shots Golf, system seller.
Hey, what about Mech Wars?
Mech Wars, system seller.
You bring back games with mechs. We haven't seen a game with mechs yet on the PlayStation. Well, we haven't seen one since PlayStation 2. And the ones that they tried to put out on PlayStation 3 failed miserably because they didn't live up to PlayStation 2 standards. Bring back real live. What's that game, E. Diddy? What's the game you love? Come on, tell us.
Monster Hunter. Bring back Monster
Hunter. Absolutely.
How about Metal Gear Solid? Like a real Metal Gear game.
A real one, right?
Yeah.
Not none of this fake stuff.
Yeah, we want Snake back.
Yeah. We want. Okay, so McClain, you and I were talking about this just the other day. They need to start remastering PS3 games, right? Like that needs to be. That needs to be a big part of the strategy. We already got Uncharted, right? Remaster or what? Right. Re-release PS4. We're getting Ratchet and Clank, and it's not a remake. It's like a whole new experience. Even though it's the same old game, We need that. Why not Gran Turismo Remaster? Why not Metal Gear Remaster? Why not Final Fantasy 7 or 6 or 5 or whatever remaster? Not just a re-release. Don't make it playable on my PS4. Make it playable on my PS4. You know what I mean?
We need another God of War.
We need a remastered God of War, but not HD.
Yeah. We're going to get a remastered God of War.
That's the right move. That's the things that PlayStation and Sony need to do.
It comes out at the end of the month, I do believe.
That is a fantastic idea. Like, what other PS2, PS3 games we need? I mean, don't make new games. Make old ones I've already played before again.
But, like, don't even remaster new games. Remaster things you've already remastered.
Right.
Like God of War and Sly Cooper.
Yeah, re-remaster it.
Eco or Shadow of the Colossus.
Like, remastered squared.
Yeah, double down on anything.
Let's just bring old arcade games from the 80s and early 90s back.
Yeah, those were good.
Yeah, put them on consoles now. Remaster them in HD and re-release them.
Genius.
I mean, who wouldn't want to play the early Blitz?
Who wouldn't want to play Tecmo Bowl? HD.
HD. You know, why would we stop there? I mean, original Street Fighter. You remember Street Fighter, the original one?
Yes.
Where you only got to pick two players? You're either Ken or Ryu?
HD.
HD. I mean, we've got to bring that stuff back. The original Mortal Kombat.
HD.
Yeah.
How about this? Can I get a Dead Space HD? Come on.
Dead Space?
Yeah.
Wasn't Dead Space in HD?
Well, you know what
I'm just asking.
Well, maybe they need to work on the marketing term. Whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, they need a new term, not HD.
Yeah, well, remastered is kind of the term that they've been throwing around.
Definitive edition.
There you go. Give me the definitive PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale. Give me the definitive Hot Shots Golf.
Bring back Tiger Woods.
Free Tiger Woods.
Yeah, we don't want, who is it this year?
Rory McIlroy.
Yeah, we don't want him.
Who?
Yeah, that guy. We don't want him. Get out of here, clown.
Bring back Tiger Woods 2005. Remaster. NFL 2K5 remaster.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. In HD.
In HD. So some big news from Bethesda. Fallout 4 is real. Fallout 4 is happening. I'm not sure the release date, but this could be the biggest news since the announcement of the PlayStation 4. Now,
is that the big announcement?
That was the huge, I mean, what gets bigger than Fallout 4?
No, I mean, I thought they already announced that.
It gets bigger than Fallout 4. These nuts! Ah, got it!
Other than that, anything that they announced after.
I don't want Fallout 4, though.
Why? Why don't you want Fallout 4? I mean, I'm pretty sure the world wants Fallout 4.
It's not gonna be as good as 3.
Look at Fallout New Las Vegas or whatever it was. That was terrible.
Yeah, that was awful.
I mean, there were bugs and glitches all the way throughout the game, like Battlefield 4.
That is, they've learned from their mistakes. They've moved on. They said, you know what? Fallout 3 was amazing. New Vegas was a flop, but we're going to do better this time. That's exactly what they said.
They're not going to do better.
They've proven themselves. They've proven.
They need to stop making new games and definitive the old ones.
Definitive Fallout 3?
Just give me Fallout 3 definitive.
Oh my gosh. My mind is blown right now.
I don't want Fallout. Get rid of that.
All right, so let's see what else. I mean, Microsoft, they don't have as long a history of making games. Basically, Xbox 360, and now the Xbone. But what do they need to do? Because right now they've taken the strategy of my Xbox is going to be a media device, and you can play games on it if you want. But why not fantasy football? And streaming television and antenna. You can get television through an antenna. Did you know that? Did you guys know?
Yes, yeah. I did. I actually have it.
No, that works. I mean,
because I actually own an Xbone.
Yes. So what franchise? You're the Xbone expert. What do they need to do?
That's what she said.
What do they need to do to win E3.
They need to showcase the games that everyone has been waiting for. You have to go back to your roots. What brought the X-Bone? Well, what brought Xbox 360 into greatness? Gears of War.
Definitive Edition.
Definitive Edition. Actually, they're gonna re-release all of them. In high definition.
Definitively?
Definitively.
I could get down with some Gears of War, replaying some Gears of War. I mean, a great co-op game, a game that promotes community, teamwork. What else could you want?
Halo. Not the Halo. You want the original Halo. You want the developers who went and botched Destiny so bad to go back to Halo.
The Definitive Edition.
The Definitive Edition.
All right, Halo, another great co-op game. Promotes teamwork, community. It's all about togetherness.
Why go to new IPs to bring in new people? Mortal Kombat, Killer Instinct was a flop. That was the worst IP they put out. Why? Why would you go get that IP and think people were going to be excited? I think that game, I've seen more copies of that game traded in than, I don't know.
You know,
it's digital.
They have hard copies of it.
You know what they need? They need to release Primal Rage. Or did they already release that?
Do they own that?
I don't know. Who cares?
Who owns that?
Who cares? Whoever owns it needs to release it.
Primal Rage. That was a great game.
What about Clay Fighters? Give me some Clay Fighters.
I still say that right now, since they have EA in their back pockets, they need to take advantage of EA. Mm-hmm. Except for NBA Live. They need to just not even want that game.
Hands down, pants down, take advantage of them? What?
No more NBA Live. Destroy that game on site.
Okay.
Hands down their pants.
So Xbox needs to do a little bit more bringing nostalgia back. They're on the right track.
With Microsoft, they don't have a lot of old stuff.
Right.
Right. So to the franchises, no pun intended, that got them where they are today, they need to build on that. Stop taking them away from the original developers and let the original developers work on them and make the games, because they are the ones who make the games great. We've seen 3 Halo games flop because Microsoft has been passing them off to this person and that person. Give it back.
What else does Microsoft need to do? McLean, I think part of their problem is, it's like you said, they don't have a lot of games to choose from to lean on. They put a bunch of money, but there is no Gears of War for the X-Bone. I mean, what's up with that?
Well, there's one coming out later this year. Not to mention they're going to do the same thing that they did with the Halo Master Chief Edition.
They were going to like bring back some old game nobody cares about. I don't even remember what it was called. Remember last year they showed like a trailer. It was like 10 people were excited. Like, oh, I remember this game.
Was it Evil Dead?
No, it wasn't that. It was, I don't remember what it was called. But they should do that. Just bring back stuff that nobody cares. And then, you know, you'll have like 10 people say, oh, that game's so good. And then, you know, that'll catch up. People will be fooled into thinking this is a good game being made when it's not a good game, but it is being remade.
Xbox needs to get rid of the Kinect.
Wait a minute. Is Kinect still a thing?
Kinect is not a thing. It just comes with the thing if you're one of those people that haven't gotten a console without it. I was one of those early adopters. I have one of those Kinects right there behind me, and it's not something that I really care about.
But, well, hold on now. All I've been seeing lately is virtual reality, VR. Everyone's making VR. Project Morpheus. What is the other one? The PC one.
Oculus Rift?
Yeah, Oculus Rift. I heard of some other guys are doing VR. Is VR the next revolution in gaming?
Not for $1,500 a pop, it's not.
Okay, so the price tag is too high. But, okay, take money out of it, because money is no option in PlayStation show community. If we want it, we will get it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so take money out of the equation. VR.
It's the future.
You're all in on VR, McClane.
I'm getting everything.
I mean, you're going to be hooked up with the glasses thing. You're probably going to have like some power glove type things. You're going to get
rocket shoes.
Yeah, rocket shoes.
I'll probably be in a booth. It's that big.
Like a penalty box in hockey where you can only move about 2 or 3 feet in every direction, but you don't need to move because you're running in virtual space.
Exactly.
So with virtual reality, I think everyone's downplaying sound, right? Sound is huge when it comes to VR. Am I right? I mean, you guys got to agree with me on this.
You should have a good 7.1 surround virtual reality surround sound.
I'm thinking this now. Somebody might have thought of this already. I could be wrong. How about 360.1 surround sound? 360 miniature little speakers surrounding you to give you the full effect so that the sound changes with the direction you're facing. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's so genius.
Money is no object, so I know it's hard to fathom. It's hard to imagine going to the next level of sound, but this is something that people aren't talking about. They're talking about the visuals. They're talking about the immersion. But what about the sound? Jizzy6879 has joined the chat. And also Jizzy68792 has joined the chat. Thank you, Twin Jizzies. Welcome to the show.
So they need to announce some audio things, what you're saying.
Yes. Go ahead.
What if they they'd have to turn off all video for this, right?
Yes.
You have to go completely dark room and let people really experience it.
Basically, you would be getting beaten by sound, but you would not be able to see anything. I mean, this is what we're talking about.
I'm talking about the future is what I'm talking about. And if that's what the future is, then that's a future I want to be a part of.
So why don't we just get a booth that has four walls and you have... And then you have like your ceiling, your four walls, and then the floor, and they're all speakers.
Yes! That's what I'm talking about.
Instead of having a bunch of little speakers, you just have six speakers.
Six big speakers. Genius. You have just improved on my concept. Wow.
I'm a visionary.
Okay, so virtual reality without the audio. So I'm thinking major audio announcements. For VR, this E3, I think that's going to be huge. That's going to change the game on VR, is the audio. All right, McClain, what about you? What do you think is going to blow our minds at E3 this year?
Well, last year, one of the biggest successes was Powers.
I mean,
they announced it, and people were skeptical, you know.
Right, but like, what's this going to be? I mean, I watched it, and by watched it, I didn't watch it.
There's a season two announced.
So
it was a big hit.
So what you're saying is original content on a video game network is huge in terms of content for E3. Like, that is what gamers want.
It's been proven.
They want
exactly what they want.
PlayStation needs to make...
love nostalgia. So if you combine those two, I think what they should do is bring back Tester.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Was the Tester canceled?
Yeah.
I never got an official, hey, this is the Tester and we're canceled email. So I just assumed that they were recording a really long season that just hasn't released yet.
Maybe they are. What's the time to release it?
So maybe big Tester announcement, season 3?
Maybe even a movie, like not... a season.
Tester the movie?
The movie.
That could be huge.
Bring back Mo Chocolate.
Don't bring back Mo Chocolate. What if the Tester was canceled, like you kind of alluded to, because the people that basically want a job to work at Sony were awful. And you don't want a gamer to work because guess what? They don't know how to work. Could that be true?
That could be true. Because if you look at it, well, how would you work and be good at working if all you do
was play games, right? Like it doesn't add up. It seemed like a bad idea. If you want somebody who's going to be dedicated, somebody who's hardworking, somebody who's creative, somebody who actually gets up in the morning, somebody who knows how to bathe, somebody who has personal hygiene, somebody who's changed their underwear in more than once a week, somebody who doesn't live in a basement, like why would you go after gamers? They should do the tester college graduate edition.
You're saying they need better challenges.
I should be
besides dipping your head in.
I should be in charge of a video game company. Hey, Diddy.
Because for gamers, that's what.
Diddy, let's take your company.
Yep.
Instead of making chairs.
Yep.
We're gonna make video game consoles.
Genius. Jizzy in the chat says they need more physical challenges and more fat people. Because that's always funny, right? Seeing fat people get physical.
Whoa.
Yeah. I'm just saying. Hey, if it's funny, it's funny. Don't get offended by it. Embrace it. All right, what else? So E3 is going on right now, and Valve is trying to steal E3 Thunder by having the Steam Summer Sale at the exact same time as E3, trying to steal the console's glory. Have you bought anything?
Yeah, they just like not announced, but they put up for pre-order all their Valve machine stuff.
Oh yeah, the Valve machines are coming out.
And the control.
That new controller that has no nubs, it's just sensors or I don't know really what it is. It's a touch sensitive.
Yeah, that thing is terrible. I've already seen it. I've looked at it, I'm like, this is terrible. What kind of design is this?
Apparently, Valve thinks it's the future of controls. They're saying that this is an easier, more efficient way to play games. This is kind of like what it was when Nintendo came out with analog controls. And nobody bought it. Everyone's like, what is this trash? And then all of a sudden, they started playing three-dimensional games. And they were like, oh my gosh, they're right.
Well, Nintendo always comes out with something that people are going to look at and say, whoa, this sucks. And then when they finally use it, they're going to be like, wow. I mean, look at the Wii.
The Wii, the Wii U, the 3DS, the 3DS XL, the DSi.
See, my kids love the 3DS XL. They are on it. I talked to them earlier today and they were like, it's like, what are you doing? I'm playing my 3DS. Okay.
Hey, how old are your children, Franchise?
16, two 16-year-olds, 9 and 10.
Okay, all under 17, right?
Right.
Still adolescents, right?
Right.
Oh, okay. McLean, don't you have a 3DS?
Yeah.
How old are you?
25.
Wow. So that's quite a stretch from, 16 years old, right? Don't you think?
But I love my 3DS.
Why do you love your 3DS? What's so great about the 3DS?
It's in 3D.
That's a good thing. I mean, 3D with no glasses, that's revolutionary, right? It feels like the game is like right there in front of you. That's huge.
And there's a Pokemon.
Pokemon. There's a Match 3 Pokemon game that the people love. Play it daily. Get your hearts on, right? Upgrade your Pokemon. All right. That's pretty good. Free to play or spend money. Do whatever you want, right? Have your fun your way right away. What else?
Street passing.
Oh, street.
Oh, street passing.
Street.
So what do you think about the new Steam machine, Steam box or whatever they're calling it?
I gotta have it. I gotta have one. Because I gotta have whatever's the cheapest one. whatever's the cheapest one, that's what I gotta have, right? Because think about it like this. For $500, you could go get a PS3 and a couple games, right? A couple games, right? A PS4. A PS4 and a couple games for $500. True?
True.
Okay, you could get a couple.
Depending on the bundle.
So think about it like this. For Steam, you can, for $500, you can get a machine. And then for an extra $20 during Steam sales, you can get 100 games. Like 100 games.
Not that many.
A ton of games, right? You can get a ton of games. So you could go buy a PS4 and get two games. Or you could
find two games
to play. Or you could go get a Steam machine and buy hundreds of games for pennies on the dollar. It's a pretty simple decision when you do the math.
Right. Even with the price drops, which they are going to announce a couple of price drops on E3.
I'd love to get an X-Bone for $199. Come on, even if it only has 4 gigs a day.
They already announced a sort of price drop in the new X-Bone.
Okay, what is it? Do you know what it is?
$350 for a 500 gig.
Okay, all right, that's not too bad. That's not too bad. I could do that. I could watch television over an antenna for $350. That sounds like a good deal. The Wii U is still currently $299, but we see that going to $249 maybe? $199? Get in more households. Get your Mario Kart on. Zelda's coming someday.
It's never coming.
All right. What about PlayStation 4? Has there been a price drop on that yet?
No.
No? So why not?
No.
Let's drop the price on the PS4. $199?
Maybe the Vita.
Ooh, now the Vita, now that's a sore subject, okay? It's a very sore subject.
Wasn't there a rumor that the Vita would go to, like, some crazy cheap price, like $50 or something?
Well, Vita TV did go. PlayStation TV did go to, like, $50. That happened. But I could see the Vita going to, like, $129 to compete with the 3DS around that same price. I mean, the Vita is much more powerful. It has a great screen.
Rebrand it though, right?
Well, they should, what do you think they should do?
Well, they gotta get away from the Vita name and get back to PlayStation.
Absolutely, I agree with that.
People are like the PlayStation Portable.
That's a good idea.
PlayStation needs to just give up on that idea.
No, I like the idea of rebranding it to the PlayStation Portable.
One. Put a one after it.
PlayStation Portable 1.
How about the PlayStation Portable Remix?
I know, well, if you gotta do that, you gotta do this. Remix! You can't just say remix. You gotta do... Okay, so Jizzy in the chat says he just bought a Vita TV 2 weeks ago and hasn't played it. Money well spent. Hopefully you bought that at store.theplaystationshow.com. Fastest shipping, everything's in stock. I have.
It's not the Vita TV.
It's.
That's what it was in Japan, right?
Yeah.
But they were so disgusted with the Vita, they rebranded it to just PlayStation TV.
So I have one of those devices as well. And when I did some rearranging 2 months ago, it hasn't been hooked up since. Money well spent.
It doesn't even play everything, right?
It doesn't play all the games. You can't put your disc or your cartridge games into it because it doesn't play those at all.
For real?
Yep, it doesn't play those at all.
So basically, what I have on my TV, I have a Sony Bravia.
Yes.
It has PlayStation.
Yes.
So basically, that's what I have, just without the little box.
Right, basically. Now, it does do remote play pretty well. It doesn't do Netflix. There's no Amazon. Let's see, what else?
Just removed YouTube, right?
Yep, they just removed YouTube, not supported. You can rent SD movies through it. This thing is amazing. You can't, I mean, think about this. You can check your email. You can set that up, do some emailing.
In SD.
How about a tweet or two?
In SD.
SD tweets?
What else could you do on there?
Facebook?
You can check Facebook. You can't do maps anymore. They've taken that out. No,
what?
The map app. That's no longer available. No. Yep. So you can't find where you're going. You'll be lost. Sorry. Let's see. What is there?
Can I use Near?
You can, but it's awful.
Okay.
So there you go. So yeah, PlayStation Vita, PlayStation Portable 1.
Do you think it can run Operation Abyss? Something in Japan, Tokyo.
Yeah, you do that too.
All right,
money well spent. Okay, so what else? McLean, you play all kinds of weird games. All these companies that nobody's ever heard of. You buy 99-cent games when before they're on Steam sale, you just buy them because they're 99 cents. Like, what is, what is in it for the indies?
Only do that for 19 cents.
What is in it for indies this year at E3? Like,
well, indies, they just need to go straight. Every indie title is free for Vision Plus.
Okay. Just do it.
Get it over with.
Yeah.
They announced it already.
If you're an indie, you're going on PlayStation Plus for free.
Yeah.
Done. Okay.
It's going to happen anyway.
Okay.
What else? And then your sequel, you got to kickstart it.
Okay. So, because you obviously you don't make any money.
Your game because it was free, and because it's free, no one wants to play it.
Right. It's free, plus it's indie, so it looks like trash, right?
Right.
It has a, it's a one-trick pony because all indies are one trick. They do one thing. That's it. That's why they're indie, right? Okay. What?
Well, they need to rebrand PS4 also because it's already been like such a failure.
Well, I mean,
I was thinking, why not like make it more nostalgic? You know, because people love the PS2. Some people love the PS3, but no one loves the PS4, right?
Right. Nobody really loves the PS4. Even though it has everything that we were whining about from the PS3, it has the party chat, it has a community system, it extremely great graphics, an improved control. It has everything that we asked for, but nobody likes it.
The network is really good. It's actually caught up to Xbox Live.
Right. See,
it's always down, though. I mean, not always, but it's down pretty often.
Just like Xbox Live.
Yeah, just like Xbox Live.
I had a problem with it. I'm.
And we have to pay for it now.
Welcome to the chat, third name. Welcome to the chat. Welcome. Thank you for joining us for our pre-3 show, PlayStationShow.com exclusive, super special rare edition.
I think Sony needs to give us more games. That's what you make this awesome machine. And you're trying to go ahead and start adding features that the other guy has. You know, let's get away from what they're doing. You started out as a gaming giant. Let's go. Let's run away with this. Don't try to copy and be a media machine, even though it does stream WWE quite well.
less video, more games. Am I right?
Exactly. Let's get away from media. Let's. You know, there was a nice twist adding the Twitter and the Facebook to it. Every time you got an achievement, it pops up on Facebook, you know.
Yeah, that's real nice.
Trophy, you know, but.
Love that.
Yeah, it's annoying as hell. Thanks, X Infinite, or what was his name? C Gamer?
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, buddy.
What they need to do is improve their own fake social media features on the PS4. You know, that giant wall of activity.
Right.
Yeah, you should be able to share that stuff.
Yeah. Let me comment on that stuff.
Right. Like who you fooling, right? Like you didn't do that. I know that was your kid brother or whatever.
Yeah, it's like Pantera was just remote playing your game. Stop it. Don't use game eaters.
And more than just trophies, just flood it with whatever, like, hey, I got a headshot.
That's a good question, Jizzy. Where
is that in there?
A space app. Jizzy wants to know where the MySpace app is.
Yeah.
It's going to be one of the things they announce at E3. It's going to be on Nintendo.
Bring home.
Oh.
That was the best social media.
Too soon. Too soon on the home. Do you think they're going to acknowledge home during their press conference?
Like before the video?
Yeah.
Moment of silence.
Yeah, moment of silence. Rest in peace. Pour out a little liquor. I mean, all that. Poor home. What did it do to deserve this end? I mean, what were the last days in home like, McClane? I know you were there.
I didn't have a PS3.
Wow. You turned.
I would have been in there.
You turned your back on home just like Sony did.
Yeah, I was there when Metal Gear 4 went offline, and that was awesome.
So what was it like? I mean, was it just all of a sudden it stopped working?
What about the day we lost Mag?
Oh, I don't think anybody was there.
Mag was a hot commodity. You know how hard it was?
That was just being in a line, waiting to queue up for a game.
You know how hard it was to get a copy of Mag? I tried to get a copy of Mag. It was next to impossible.
The bad thing about any copies of MAG that you have right now, you know, it was funny when they announced that game was going to be canceled. It was they're going to quit doing anything with it. You could not trade that game in for nothing. Nobody would take it.
You couldn't even give it to them?
Couldn't even give it to them. They would not take it. They're like, this has no value. It's like, it's MAG. What are you talking about? He loves it.
It's amazing.
He always says it's amazing. He endorses MAG. I think he has a MAG tattoo on his back.
On my butt.
Whoa. I want to know about your hole, man.
Well, they've released the new MAG. It's called Planet Side 2. And it's 800,000 people at once playing over the same objective with subpar graphics and poor shooting mechanic. And I love it.
Yeah. That sounds like MAG.
It is a dead ringer.
Is there one class that's like overpowered?
Absolutely.
What about Lost Planet? You think we're going to see a Lost Planet this gen?
Definitive edition.
No. That's kind of over.
Is it?
Yeah.
No. They were planning another Lost Planet before they moved into the new gen that we're in now. They were looking at Lost Planet 3.
That's already out.
Is it?
You missed it.
It's called Lost Planet 3. It's currently 75% off on Steam.
Ice cold. Wow. Lost Planet 3, ice cold.
And what are they supposed to do, a Lost Planet collection?
Like a spin-off series.
Yeah, they made a Japanese one. Never came out here.
Warm.
It was all cel-shaded.
Really? Cel-shaded?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's my jam right there.
We need another Appleseed game. You guys remember Appleseed?
I don't remember the game.
PlayStation 2, baby. They had it on there. It was hot. They need another one.
Okay, so what else needs to happen at this E3? What has to happen?
Sony has nothing for us. They've already announced it. So, you know, they're pretty much dead in the water. I think Nintendo is going to blow us away. No pun intended.
What was the pun?
Yeah.
Oh, if you had a mind like mine, you would have caught that.
I don't think that's how a pun works.
Well, it works. You just have to catch it. Now, okay. So, I see us getting a new console from Nintendo.
No pun intended.
Oh, very big pun intended. No pun intended. So, we're gonna get some stuff. What do you think this new console is going to be like, Edidi? I want to hear your... Is it going to be a VR console?
No. VR's not there yet. I'm excited for VR, but it's not ready. It's not ready for the prime time.
Is anybody bringing 3D back to me?
No. 3D is dead. 3D is dead to the world. Nobody likes 3D. I'm telling you right now, and I've been saying this for years, it's all about the portable console. That is the next step. That is the next revolution. Sure, we're going to get VR eventually, and that's going to come, and when the price drops down, it's going to be in every household. But until then, we're going to get to the point where we have a portable gaming console that we slap on a dock, and then it turns into a high-powered machine that plays all of our HD 4K games. But we'll be able to take it with us when we leave. Not this transferring or uploading and downloading a save. None of this cross-buy, cross-play where you're basically having two different versions. One single version on a console that is either hooked to your television or hooked to your hand. That is what Nintendo's doing next. The 3DSU.
How many screens will it have?
It's gonna have as many as you want. How many do you want?
If we want four screens, we get four screens.
Infinite
screens. So basically, if we want to step inside of a closet, the closet just turns into one console, and we just play like that.
Or not. It's up to you. It's up to you.
Is that pun intended?
Pun intended.
Got him.
All right. What about you, McLean? What? Come on.
Well. I think Sony is going to have some firmware update that gives us a lot of features that were already on the PS3, and people are going to get excited such as like video playback from a USB.
Oh yeah, that hey, we're like we couldn't do that before, right?
Or like play PS2 digital downloads.
Right.
Or
because we already bought them once. What the hell?
Yeah. What else? Or change your avatar.
I mean, why? Yo, cool feature. That'd be great if I could change my avatar, right? Why not?
Yeah, just get one step closer to matching PS3 in terms of features. And for the Vita, no, they won't even mention the Vita. It won't make an appearance. Maybe in a video reel, they'll like accidentally put in a game in there that also has a Vita version.
Yeah, but you'll see a couple of guys like arguing with each other. I thought I told you to take that out. Why'd you leave that in there? What the hell? You're fired. Okay. All right.
What about the PS3? Do you think they'll mention it? Because there's still PS3 stuff.
No, I don't think they'll mention it here. This is the USA. We hate the PS3. That stuff's for Japan. All those PS3 games are Japanese games, aren't they? I mean, basically. So when we get to later in the summer, what's their gaming thing called? Their conference?
Tokyo Game Show.
Yeah, Japanophile Expo.
Well, one of the games, the big one still coming out is Yakuza
5. Yakuza 5. But
that one's been out in Japan for like 3 years.
Yeah, I mean, do people really like that game? I mean, do they really? I mean, if you're a Yakuza fan, you've imported it, right?
No.
Well, Yakuza wasn't actually a good game. I would give it, you know, I give it its props. Everybody played it.
Yeah, everyone played it.
I didn't play it.
I loved it.
You platinumed it. What are you talking about?
I'm never playing a Yakuza game. If I want to play a bad Grand Theft Auto, I'll play Grand Theft Auto.
But you don't, because you have
Yakuza. So, you're going to play the good version of Grand Theft Auto.
Yakuza 5.
So, okay, let me ask you this. Do you think there's a new racing IP on the rise?
No.
Yes.
No. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I mean, a new IP? No. Everyone tries to rebrand their games. Criterion, they tried to get into that Need for Speed because that's a brand everyone recognized. You made one good game. You made one good Burnout game. That's it. You're a one-hit wonder, Criterion Games. Okay? You're never going to be able to do it again, so stop trying to hide behind brands. Project Cars was a flop. Gran Turismo was a flop. Forza's a flop. There is going to be no next great driving game. It's not going to happen. You know what the next great driving game is? Buying a new car. That's the next great driving game.
Like me?
Exactly. If you really want to drive a car, just drive a car. Is that an option?
So we're not going to see anything else come out like Project Cars or... You know, one of those type games.
The last great driving game was Off-Road in the arcades.
What about Mario Kart?
Yeah, what about Mario Kart?
What about Mario Kart?
Or Excitebots.
I'd put Off-Road up against Mario Kart any day. Twice on Sunday.
What about Sonic All-Stars Racing?
What about Excitebike?
None of those are even on the level of the loading screen of Off-Road.
So what about Twisted Metal?
Oh, gross. The last good game that David Jaffe made was Calling All Cars.
What?
People didn't appreciate that game.
Yeah, nobody did.
Nobody appreciated it. Like, you can't even play it now. They shut down the servers.
Yeah, that was Adventure. That was first game.
I don't even know what Nissan Cube Adventures is.
So, you don't think they will bring back another NASCAR game?
I mean, they can, but who wants to sit and drive in a circle for 2.5 hours?
People who play driving games.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Isn't that every driving game?
That's why driving games aren't popular, is because it's the same thing over and over.
Says E. Diddy, who played Gran Turismo 5 for 3 months straight.
Yeah, that's true. You did.
Oh, you got me there. Check my PSN.
Facts. Not only that. Not only that, he actually platinumed the game.
The only good simulator that I've ever played is the golf club. And everyone knows that because it is amazing.
It is amazing. I too have played it. Have they come out with the download where it's the update where it's supposed to be the same as playing it on disc?
No. The disc has been out for like a month and they can't seem to figure out how to get that DLC. Hey, I got the option on my menu. I can click it. It just doesn't allow me to play it.
Yeah, I think one day we're going to stream a game of Golf Club. Butters actually picked it up.
Butters picked it up?
Yep.
Oh, come at me, Butters. Come at me. No.
He just told me yesterday he had it, and I was like, I'm going to play. And he's like, okay, and I never caught up with him. So we can all beat up on Pantera's avatar.
Yeah, because he is the worst. He is terrible.
How do you shoot a plus 50? That is just horrible. And I bet the whole time he was doing it, he was going,
whoa, how did Pantera get on the call? Wow, that was crazy.
That was just like him.
That was scary. That's what that was.
Whoa. Jizzy wants to know if I'm a secret redneck.
I think it's a secret.
Yeah, I think you're full blown.
Yeah, you got me. I have a rebel flag on my wall. I like to spit tobacco in my girl's eye. And I drink Coors Light. Or is it Budweiser? Can't think of it. I drink Budweiser. And I sit around in a straw hat all day.
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw.
Okay, so what else? It's been an hour. I think we've covered all the bases. Like, this is what the people were looking for when it comes to their E3 coverage. A bunch of speculation, a bunch of insight, a bunch of wish listing. What do we want? Anything else that we haven't covered, franchise, that needs to be said about E3 2015? Oh, actually, I got something now that I think about it. I'm going to the E3 experience on Monday. I was exclusively invited by Sony and the PlayStation family to be part of an exclusive group of media types, gamers, invitation only, live streaming, closed network of their press conference. It's going to be basically like we are in the stands with them. I have to travel a bit, so I'll be taking the day off. I'll be a couple hours north of where I am now to be part of that E3 experience. McLean, you went last year. How do I prepare for this? What do I need to do? What are the things I need so that I can have a smooth experience?
You should wear your Depends.
You got to prepare. First of all, what you're going to wear is very important.
Okay. All right.
Because you have to represent, you know, what you're about.
Okay. All right.
So then you need a Beast Mode gaming t-shirt. And I have one that's already being sent to you.
That would work.
But so, wait a minute. So what I represent is basically middle class, middle management. So what you're saying is probably a nice. No? Okay. All
you
right.
You have to go into the show.
Yep.
With the shirt that says you are a part of Beast Mode Gaming. You have to go in there. And it has to say something to the effect of entertain a clown and you become part of the circus.
All right.
Those shirts are for sale by our good friend Mo God Game.
Designtech.designnet at mogotgame.com.
Designed by Franchise 254 himself.
Okay, so what do you recommend I wear, McLean?
Well, back in the day, I don't know, if you ever pre-ordered something and they gave you like a gaming shirt.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, when am I ever going to wear this?
Yes.
Well, now's the time to wear it.
So I should get out all my gaming t-shirts and
pull out your Killzone 1 shirt.
Oh, okay. All right.
Whatever you got.
Something shows that I'm a part of the cause, right?
Killswift.
Okay. All right, so a retro gaming shirt from back in the day. Got it.
Right, but not something that you just bought.
No, of course not, because
they can see through that.
Oh, yeah, they'll see me coming from a mile away. All right, gotcha. What else?
Bring your 3DS.
Okay.
And your Vita.
Okay. I'm not sure why I need my Vita, but 3DS is obvious, right? I got to get my Street Pass on.
Yeah, obviously.
Obviously. What's the Vita for?
The Vita is in case those people.
Oh, okay.
Because you know, everyone there, it's a Sony thing. They're going to feel like,
oh, yeah,
you
yeah.
You got to bring a Vita.
Oh, yeah. You got to because, right?
The 3DS is disrespectful.
Right, right. So
everyone's gonna have
3DS. Yeah, so 3DS in the back pocket, right?
Yeah.
Vita out front, you know, giving, you know, when I walk by the bros, just giving them a head nod, you know, flashing my Vita, right?
Yeah.
Don't be the first guy. If you don't see Vita, don't pull it out.
Oh, but if you see Vita, whip that baby out and just give him a head nod.
Yeah.
I'm prepared. I'm here. I'm representing.
When you get there will be no Vita. You give him a head nod. Don't forget to throw him the little deuce.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Should I kiss my fingers and then tap my chest? Should I do that number?
That's too much.
Oh. Yeah, that's too much. How about?
Chunk it.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. All right. Okay. All right.
Keep it mobile.
Keep moving. Keep moving. Stick and move. Gotcha. All right.
Drive by.
What else do I need to prepare for? E3 experience.
Well, there'll be a lot of gamers, so.
Okay. All right.
Deodorant will be optional.
Oh, ooh.
Most people won't be wearing.
Okay. So I just maybe I'm gonna have to think of maybe I'll bring a car freshener with me.
Yeah, I just wear a pine cone.
Okay, I'll just wear a pine cone around my neck. So I've heard that when you go to these type of things, you need to wear jorts. Is that true?
Jorts?
Yeah, that is true, right?
You need to give up that sense of John Cena.
Yes, I. So I'm gonna need to go shopping because I don't have a gaming shirt of any kind whatsoever, and okay. I definitely don't have any jorts.
I've got one question for you.
Okay.
Throughout the day tomorrow, while you're at the experience, right?
Yes.
You'll be able to connect to Wi-Fi, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. So you will be able to get on the Skype app on his Vita. Correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so while all of this is going on, we can have E. Diddy send us updates, and we can record them. I will be off work tomorrow, and I will be in front of my computer, and we'll be gaming, and, you know, we'll be watching E3. I'll be switching consoles to watch the experiences, so there you have it. We can get live updates from E. Diddy tomorrow.
So Jizzy in the chat is saying, what Blue Shack does is wear wife beater with the nipple holes ripped out for easy access. That sounds like a good idea.
I don't understand the nipples.
Just for easy access.
Yeah.
For easy access.
You never know.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, why wouldn't you just have crotch hole on the jorts?
The jorts have to be two sizes too small. The muffin top just right.
Style is everything, he says. Okay, so now what is the rule on buying popcorn to this type of event?
Don't buy popcorn.
I wouldn't, but I don't know. It's your funeral.
So I'm gonna get in there, I'm gonna be all dolled up, I'm gonna have my probably my drink that's way too big to hold. I'm gonna
take mayonnaise sandwiches.
Take mayonnaise. I'm gonna get in there, and it's probably a pretty rowdy crowd, right, McLean?
Yeah, people are
like, this is the first time people have been out of their house in months.
They don't know how to interact with other human beings,
right? So they're going to be kind of flying off the handle. And once this thing starts, it's going to be basically like I'm there, right? Just people going crazy with every announcement. Probably a lot of clapping, hooting and hollering, flamethrowers, stuff like that.
Right. And the stream might go down.
Okay. Oh, okay. So just like I'm watching at home, maybe.
Maybe.
So what, maybe. What happens then? Do people start throwing stuff or?
That's why you do not take popcorn.
Yeah. People get rowdy. You know? They're like, "Hey, I want my video games."
Now,
McClay, will you be around tomorrow for E3?
I'll be watching. Yeah.
Will you be in class or will you be home?
No, I'll just be at home.
You might get a Skype call. Be on standby.
All right, I'll be on standby.
So, am I going to get any kind of free things when I go to this? There's like a swag attack going on.
Yeah, I got a badge. That's what they gave us. Well, also a like mini poster, but that didn't matter. It was about the badge, which had a code on it for exclusive stuff.
Ooh. So I should be getting some DLC or some kind of something or other? Maybe.
Probably, if they do it again, it would be some sort of beta, which they would probably announce there.
Killzone 4 beta.
Yep, Killzone 4, SOCOM remaster.
Yep, HD. Oh yeah. Okay. Alright, and then what's the rule on leaving? Do people hang around and kind of talk to each other about what went down, or is it like, you know, like the scattering of animals, just like everyone's gone?
No, you gotta get out of there as soon as possible.
Okay, alright.
Because there's the risk that people will talk to you.
Ooh.
You don't want to be associated with those people.
Nobody wants that.
So,
okay.
But for 2 hours, you're one of them. But then...
That's it.
No, that's it.
Okay.
You can't be there too long or you're never coming back.
So, should I get there early? Is there a rule to getting there early?
Well, I got there last second and it was packed.
Okay.
But you have irritation or whatever. It doesn't really matter.
I can get there whenever
just
because...
Just cut in front of all of them.
VIP invitation only.
Right.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. See, I think I'm going to mix it up. I think I'm going to go popcorn and candy.
Get a giant pickle.
Ooh, giant pickle.
Giant pickles.
Maybe some nachos. You know what? I'm just going to...
No. Don't take anything crunchy. You cannot take anything crunchy. You can let the cheese saturate the chips a little bit.
Get them soggy? Okay. All right.
Soggy nachos you can do. You know, like the ones Beavis and Butthead had. But don't take anything crunchy. That's, you know, we don't want to see a picture of you on the internet with a black eye.
Gotcha.
See it. Oh, one more thing. Happy birthday, B. Smith.
Oh, yes. A PlayStation show exclusive. B. Smith is 95 years old today. Happy birthday.
Wow.
Happy birthday to B. Smith. I'm so sorry for your wife. I feel so
sorry. He looks young. He doesn't look over 70.
B. Smith, I got you a new prescription of Viagra.
Alright, so that's it. It's, we're pretty much done here. McLean, I'm gonna give you, what's your last word on E3?
My last word?
Yep.
It's gonna suck.
Alright. Franchise, your last words on E3.
Nintendo is going to shock the world, and the rest is gonna suck.
Alright. And my last word on E3 is, I don't even know why I'm going to the PlayStation thing. I only signed up because McLean said something about it. And then when I got my ticket, I was like, okay, I guess I will go then.
It'll be awesome.
Oh, man. We'll see.
Denny, are you going in the afternoon or are you going to?
No, it's going to be at 9 o'clock at night.
Okay. So you'll be home most of the day?
I should be home most of the day. We'll probably leave here around 3 p.m.
Okay, so we should be able to get some good stuff about the Sony conference then before you leave.
No, you won't get anything.
What? Nothing?
The Sony conference doesn't start till 9 o'clock at night.
But you have to give us something besides what we have now.
Oh, okay, yes, absolutely. I should be available for any kind of commentary. Like I said, I'll be live tweeting.
You took work off, right?
Yes, I took off work. I'm off for two days. I'm off 2 days. Gotta have my day for travel and I gotta have my day for rest. Recovery from the PlayStation E3 experience. I'll be live tweeting everything. I'll be in the big city. Huge city. One of the biggest cities in all of the United States. I'll be taking pictures of buildings, homeless people.
Which city is that?
Oh, that's Grand Rapids, Michigan. Oh, okay. It's like a good version of Chicago or New York. Or Los Angeles. It's like
what's their specialty?
Rapids. Oh yeah. The rapids are killer. I'm not sure if they actually have rapids.
You gotta check out the rapids.
I'll try to find some rapids. I'll take pictures of all the food I eat. Absolutely. Cause that's what people do, right? When they're on these. I'm also gonna take a picture of like, you know, when people pack the bag, like these are the things you have to have. I'll be taking a picture of that when I pack my bag, must have items for E3 experience. I mean, this is gonna be an event, you wanna be a part of it.
Do you have some tunes for the road?
Oh, absolutely. I got my PlayStation E3 mix, and by that I mean driving music in Spotify, whatever the playlist has. So look forward to all of that.
Maybe you should have a sign. Make a sign.
Like what do you mean, make a sign?
Like, just a white, you know, white poster board sign.
What's the point of that?
I don't know. I love Yoshida.
Ooh.
I love Shuhei Yoshida.
PlayStationShow.com at the bottom. Something like that?
Something like that.
Live from Grand Rapids.
So I expect to be streaming tomorrow. So we'll get live on hand reactions. So there will be some things going out on the web tomorrow. So be on the lookout. Watch your Twitter. Watch your Facebooks. Watch your Instagrams.
I don't Instagram.
That's okay. Other
people. I also don't Facebook.
I might even go Vine. I might even put a Vine out there.
Ooh. Too.
Snapchat.
Ooh. Google.
Cyberdust.
Google Plus that stuff.
Google Plus live. Hey, you know what I can even do? YouTube.
Tinder.
Tinder it.
Tinder. Oh.
All right. All that tomorrow plus much, much more. PlayStation Show is going to have, well, the PlayStation Show and whatever franchise called his stuff is going to have all your exclusive E3 content. So whatever link we send out there, click on it. Now, here's some Super Smash Brothers for you. Nope. I mean Hulu commercial. Just give it a minute. Oh, my gosh. How do I remove ads from YouTube? Can I pay to remove the ads?
No, it's free.
Well, I don't want it to be free.
Ad block.
Oh, just get ad block? Okay. All right, here we go. Now it's time for the ending music.